Welcome to the 92nd Navigator. I'm Joel Brookman. We're talking this week about being a great boss. Now, the single most important component to business is labor. Right? It makes up the largest percentage of money that gets paid within a business. And if you have great people, especially if those people are at the top of the organization, the odds are that you've got a great company. Now, we've all heard of the golden rule that suggests that we should treat others the way we want to be treated. There's also a platinum rule. And the platinum rule says that you should treat others as they would like to be treated. And that's a major differentiator. Not everybody has the same motivators as we do individually. And we talked last week about people coming from different generations and different backgrounds. And they have different motivating factors. And so one of the keys here is to understand what those motivators are. Figure it out. Spend some time walking in their shoes so you understand what makes them tick. And then you start to understand what it is that they will respond to. And then you can apply that platinum rule, which again is to treat others as they'd like to be treated. And what if every manager in an organization got focused on this platinum rule? And their goal became to drive the happiness and to drive the success of their employees. Think about what the implications would be. The quality of the product that could result, or the quality of the service that could result from the people that love coming to work every day, that are completely focused on success. And so if you align their success metrics, right, how are you measuring them? How are you compensating them from a bonus standpoint? So you look at those success metrics, and you look at the success, and you look at the success metrics of the greater organization, and now you start to apply these things. You start to see the power that this platinum rule can have. So what it really comes down to is treating people very, very well, and not just treating them the way you want to be treated, treating them the way they want to be treated, which requires a little bit of work behind the scenes. But if you do it, the payoff can be tremendous for you. If you know anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link's joelbrookman.com. From there, they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher. I'd also love to hear your thoughts. If you have anything, or if you've had a boss or you've been a boss that has applied some of these things, I'd love to hear about it. And you could send me a note at joel@joelbrookman.com. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 92nd Navigator. We're going to talk about ensuring that your employees remain appreciative. But for today, I'd just like you to think about the people that you have reporting into you and ask yourself this question. Are you treating them the way they want to be treated? We'll pick up from there tomorrow.